There are four bills in the Ohio legislature that are worrying some doctors. Three are attached to the budget. One would reprioritize and thereby cut federal funding for Planned Parenthood and other family planning clinics. The other two would make it harder for abortion clinics to get the transfer agreements they need to operate and would give the state health director more control over those clinics. Another new bill would put many restrictions on abortions, including possibly requiring transvaginal ultrasounds, requiring doctors to tell patients information that many physicians think is incorrect, and mandating that certain abortions could only be done when there's a clearly defined medical emergency. OBGYN Mark Parnes says if these bills pass, Ohio's maternal death rate will increase.
I believe truly that it will put lives in jeopardy.
OBGYN Dr. Jason Melillo agrees.
And unfortunately, you end up with a husband without a wife, or you end up with other kids without a mother, for something that's completely preventable. And that's where we see these kind of things in action on a daily basis. You know, it's different when people talk about this in the abstract and they talk about people who just don't want to be pregnant. You know, we see far more people who want to be pregnant, but unfortunately something happens either to the mom or to the baby or to the pregnancy in general. And, you know, you're not making a decision between the mom and the baby most times. You're making a decision between saving the mom and losing them both. And that's where you run into trouble with things like this when politicians start intervening in places they have no business doing so.
OBGYN Chris Copeland has delivered more than 8,000 babies in his practice, but he says these bills under consideration would tie the hands of doctors, and he thinks many doctors would steer clear of practicing obstetrics and gynecology because of it, creating a doctor shortage, especially in underserved areas of the state. Plus, Copeland thinks this will drive up costs.
If these kind of changes get put into effect, you're going to see malpractice rates go up once again because there will be increased risk associated with that for somebody trying to practice medicine.
There's no basis in fact there because I don't know of one doctor that's going to leave the state of Ohio because we're trying to make sure abortion clinics are safe, clean, and legally operated.
That's Mike Ganadakis, president of Ohio Right to Life. He takes issue with the doctors' views on the new legislation. He says the doctors are wrong when they say these bills will be dangerous for Ohio women.
Apparently, anyone at that press conference didn't read what the actual amendments will do. It protects pro-life taxpayer dollars and ensures women's health. Any other claims is just rhetoric.
As far as plans to reprioritize federal family planning dollars and taking away money from Planned Parenthood, Ganadakis says the idea is to make the money go where low-income women go.
What we did is have the money follow the women. And where women are going that need access for these family planning dollars are to community health centers. The vast majority of them are.
Ganadakis says the majority of Ohio lawmakers are pro-life and are doing the will of voters. Opponents of these bills say the current lawmakers are enjoying bad redistricting plans. But Dr. Melillo says the politics of these bills shouldn't matter anyway.
I am not a politician. I am not a policymaker. I am a doctor. And when I wear this coat, I am neither pro-life nor pro-choice. I am not red nor blue. I am not Democrat nor Republican. I am an advocate for my patients in all regards. And if a woman cannot trust that her doctor is doing what is in her best interest because he or she is mandated by the state of Ohio to either say or do things that might not be the best for her, then the entire doctor-patient relationship is compromised.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.